Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Some of my fondest memories have been camping excursions with the family. And it is experiencing, as Larry said, an uptick. No emphasis on the word tick.
Under the stars. Well, we have the CEO and president of Campgrounds of America, Toby O'Rourke, with us on the move on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Toby, good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for being with us. And let's start with, who's doing all this camping if we're on an upswing?
Oh, everybody's out camping. This is great. It's such a popular activity. We do research. We even talk to teenagers, and they're excited to get out and camp. But millennials are largely driving the increases we're seeing. Over half of all new campers are millennials, and a lot of more diversity coming into camping. Of all new campers last year, over half were multicultural, which is really exciting to see new people coming to this activity.
And what are they telling you they're doing this for? Why camping now and its popularity growing?
You know, I think people are just looking for ways to connect with nature. They're looking for stress reduction. You know, people are busy, right? And camping is a really natural activity, a great way to get outdoors. People recognize health benefits of getting their kids outside. We're seeing more and more families coming to camping. And they're getting active while they're out there, and, you know, really big increases in kayaking and fishing and hiking. And people just want to be active, and they want to get outside.
All right, so let's define camping, because I just got back from a trip to South Carolina, and somewhere along I-26, I saw this, and had I not seen it myself, I wouldn't have believed it. It was this big RV, right? And it's pulling behind it a Jeep Wrangler. And the Jeep Wrangler had a trailer hitch, and there was a boat attached to the trailer hitch. And I'm sitting there thinking, that's not camping. Come on.
Oh, sure. There's lots of ways to camp. You know, obviously lots of ways and places to camp. You can hike into a mountain lake with a tent on in your backpack. You can drive a really big, beautiful RV that, you know, has all the comforts of home. You can get in a cabin. We've got lots of cabins on our campgrounds that have bathrooms and kitchens. You know, glamping's becoming this big trend, glamour camping, if you will. And so you're seeing everything out there now, from canvas tents and teepees and yurts and tree houses. People are just looking for unique experiences. So I think lots of people have different definitions of what's camping for them. But I always like to say what centralizes all of it is that campfire at night and sitting outside under the stars and telling stories and roasting marshmallows.
Amen.
Well, all of us have seen the KOA signs all over America, and I understand you're the world's largest system of private campgrounds with over 515, including a bunch around here.
We are, yeah. There's actually 18 campgrounds right in Pennsylvania, 5 pretty near you there in Pittsburgh. Like you said, we've got campgrounds all over the U.S. and Canada. We've been around for 57 years, believe it or not. So you probably can find a KOA campground near you pretty much wherever you're at in North America.
Now, when we're talking about going into a campground, obviously we have a system of state parks as well. But when you go into a campground, what kind of amenities are available? Because my wife likes to plug in a hairdryer.
Right. Yeah. You know, that's something you're going to find at a KOA. You're going to be able to find electric sites that you can hook into. You're going to be able to find water sites. Even if tent, we've got electric and water on tent sites. You're going to find activities, things to do. Most KOAs have swimming pools, you know, other recreation like climbing walls or jumping pillows for the kids. And we know, for example, a lot of people at our campgrounds camp with pets. So at KOAs, you're going to find camp canine pet parks, which is a really, really popular way to let your furry friend run around and enjoy camping with you.
Yeah, we should have had our newsman, Paul Rasmussen. He's from Montana. I understand. Are you out in Billings, the headquarters?
I am, yes. Today I'm talking to you from North Carolina, but I am based in Billings, Montana. That's where KOA is founded, yes.
Now, Larry, do you want to admit to Toby what you said to me this morning when I asked you if you went camping?
I used to camp a lot.
And what is it that you don't like about the idea of camping now, Larry?
Bugs, ticks.
Yeah, there's all sorts of little friends out there on the campground. But that's why, you know, I would encourage people to try cabins. You know, if you don't want to sleep on the ground in a tent and maybe you're not looking forward to the bugs, you know, try a cabin.
Now you're talking, Toby. Yeah.
Oh, come on, Tix, just part of it.
CEO,
you know?
And president of Campgrounds of America, KOA, Toby O'Rourke, on the road in North Carolina.
Haven't you ever heard of Brad Paisley's song, Checking You for Ticks?
No.
Yeah. Well, thankfully, you know what? I've been doing this a long time, and I've never had a tick, so I don't think they're...
I've never had one either, and I don't plan on getting one. Toby, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, camping season underway. Toby O'Rourke.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.